di mana kata tadi kemarin ya katanya di cuma waktu dia sinar sampai saya cenderung di cuba semua jangan ada cuci tangan terus cuci ni juga nale tunggu di jangan ada cuci kuasa sana terus nampak dua si cah lana meba gudi tayar masih sung kebab tu nimbu tenggi cuba tu sakit cembur sakit silita Nyoba mi yu da, lazu mi yu la soba. Ne be samya da wola, tena. Tede u yang yu di yi kanduma nambe, damba nam. Sene, tene, gube gebo, basukaba. Namane, ne, dikalgi, leto, lejen kasa chodu kiwa, tamsa chimbo, sara hai, sene, tede damba de. Tinggi tuan tuan kita dapat ada dan luluran. Kendai mahu cuba sana. Tinggi kita cakap cuma di cuma tohala semua dah. Yang mesti awak cuma kita cahala. Jadi dalam dua jam yang kita cuba cang senam ni. So tinggi kita pagi kita cuba cang. Tamsi kita jemai dah boleh cuba. Tamsi cuma sara halas sana cuba sana. Tiga orang ni pada cuba. Bangku papa lulu. Ini. La song xin de ba lu du ting de ne da chung lu di che lu ya de ngap ju ne ni jing ngap ju pa la di de ne ni hong gi ke ba he nang ju di be gi te tang ga be gi na lu ya de ne se ba da te da bo ba lu du che lu ya da ngap ju ne ni jing ngap ju pa la so xun zhen de la song Ini kita perlu juga cuciing, ada pecah lah, lama cuciing. Kebal tu lulu juga, jijak gila je, cah tu cuciing. Hari kengi tu gila cah, pecah awal ni bawa tu cebal tu. Tiada ni cie su, cang senam ni dah sara hari ni lah, ni bukan kita bawa su, ni perlu tu, ye ribet.
All disciples should listen to these teachings by generating the correct motivation, and that is to establish more all mother sentient beings in the state of perfect enlightenment. The teaching is of course with instructions to Mahamudra. And in this session, I'm going to mention or explain the lineage masters of India through whom the Mahamudra teachings came to Tibet. So there is one lineage from India and one lineage from Tibet. So first, I'm going to explain the lineage from India.
那弟子的话，首听这个教法的话，首先要有正确的动机，然后建立正确的心态来了悟。那这个大手印的教法，他有提到要了解的话，那现在从教派的上师来教导这个大手印，那总共有两个，一个是从印来的，那。
The Buddha Vajradhara taught a great number of unsurpassable tantras.
那金刚种子有提到很多的密续教法。
Especially he taught tantras explaining the most essential truth, such as Mahamudra Bindu and the glorious unsullied tantra and the utterly non-abiding tantra. These are different tantras dealing with the most essential truth of Mahamudra. And all these tantras, the Buddha Vajradhara passed down to Vajrapani.
那特别他有提到说密法的重要听法，那大手印的话它非常的殊胜，有不同的密续的大手印，那最重要大手印的它最重要就是强调我们本性的重要，那所有的密续他都有提到这个部分，那这个教法就传到金刚手菩萨。
And then Vajrapani pass on the teachings to the Dakinis of Uddiyana.
那金刚手菩萨在传到空行母。
And the Dakinis pass the teachings on to the King Visukapa.
那空行母再传到毗苏嘎巴国王。
And the King Visukapa imparted all these teachings to the Brahman Saraha, because Saraha was a person of excellent capacity. So therefore, all these instructions, all these teachings were passed to him.
那国王再把这所有的教法再传到一位大能力的行者。
And Saraha, upon realizing Mahamudra, he taught people in the form of songs.
那萨拉玛他了解大手印以后，他再教导所有的其他的民众用歌唱的教法。
So he gave the pit instructions to disciples in the form of stanzas, in the form of verses.
然后他再把这个教法用不同的他再写成不同的经典再教出来。
And thus he liberated a lot of fortunate beings, and through this process, this particular meaning lineage of Mahamudra appeared.
他解救有缘的众生，然后他把此特别的教法传授出来。
So the great Brahman Saraha and the King Visukapa, Visukapala, the two of these masters were known in India as the second Buddhas. And both of them passed on the teachings, these instructions to the great master Nagarjuna.
那萨他华跟国王苏卡帕那两个人大成就者，再把这个教法传递下去，拉嘎朱纳。
So Saraha and Nagarjuna became like the became the gurus of most of the Mahasiddhas of India those days.
那萨哈拉跟嘎拉朱纳那两位变成上师，然后再把这个教法再传下去。
Nagarjuna discovered the Mahasiddha Shavaripa to be a very excellent fortunate being. So there, Shavaripa was from the caste of dancers. So.Nagarjuna gave these instructions to Shavaripa and liberated him. And later, Shavaripa also received these instructions from the King Visukapala and Saraha.
Nagarjuna, he then passed this to Shavala. That Shavala, he is from the master.他是由从武者那边再得到，然后小瓦拉再把这个法再，他又从国王苏卡帕那边再得到。
나는 되네 림바지 귀네 되네 자기 전부 개중스지 네 부디 저 숨이요 다디 인디 디 나라 자기 개중디 디해라고 단디도 되네 와다 미디바 나다 수선 비카마 시레 줄라 칸게 되네 다 로가 와다다 보레 디 나다 미디바 티니 군데가라 엔 투세 조 히나 로기 야가르 차나스게 되려야 근데 장조 좀 저베 지난 장조 수 전에 엔 퇴기 히스 롱데만 나신기 엔 투바데디 아사진 개중나기 사와 투발라서베 데디 지야다 아니 민부고 투스네지 Tena shingi yila mi chebe chukur nyen nyi sungdo de tamla zangwa shiba chakadzeba nishu zabshi Tiyan tena so yila mi chebe chukur nishu zabshi di Tena ngada midibe zayimbre Tiyan kashayag sena la sangze nimi doji singe da Kashayag sangze awadu di singe kanda ngada midibe gupta ki zayba wada di Wajindes ne chashen geshun kodu zu tak ti ne midiwe kun degal ka yu kuban zene an ti shue xin zu ten xie zhu tanga zebe pa ti ne budi sum zi ta gi du tin tisa tangwa zu gi ta ka jana le sumba na xin o di tada chuba de dun ningbu go zhu amana si sinye yi le me xiu chukho ni xi ala zi chunga ta na xin gi ten ne tohe xiong Chichung Mangujik Tatiya loba dan Nya marimbashi tu Nya budi kashi da Nya mungu yorba dina Toba Goro chula soko Chichung Mangujik Tawa zuye gyes Ata dila soba Tati Nya Mangujik ya Ani Tawa tabre
So in India Through this lineage of masters, a great number of doctrines explaining Mahamudra appeared, such as the doctrines called the seven collection of accomplishment, the sixth circle of the essential meaning, and and the 24 circles of teachings that are beyond conceptual mind, and also there are many teachings coming through Maitripa, and also there are several elaborate and simplified versions of Mahamudra songs, which are called Doha. So in this way, a great number of Pit instructions to the essential meaning became flourished in India through this lineage.
That's so Hindu 由大手印这个教法是经由此上师的传承传出来，那很多的经典都有提都有教大手印，就好比说有六元经要，那二十四元教法超越心念等，那还有简化的教法。
用歌唱的方式，那我们称为Doha。那还有很多重要的口诀，那传授。这当地，他们，马达米这边，下午这边下不了多。今天嘛，今天又是他们出现点了吧？今天接了你国家，你去咋办呢？ 这种也没准备鬼牌出现在的，第一个没鬼，我没得穿的。 도지 참 일에 사바다 갸치베 쳐 탐제 산에 상가로 왕처럼 차나 도지 되고 죽네. 나 이기름 탐제 야라 두다. 파규 조림 탐제 림방아 먹규 조림 탐제 차게시 야라 두도 뒤네. 아니 나라 미라바 미가야 라바 도지 참 시송네. 전 전담 기지도 숨버래데 양 현남다 태좀도 길베네스 고제 나이 라마 야 라마 된주야 소네 루트 자야 라와와 개와서 뭔가 이제 거시 라마 인스 나도 추주기 기바 어다 되게 그걸 스콘소스 되게 이제 라마데는 이제 근데 링규기 기바 체제 거시 라마 템베스
And then the great scholar, the great Mahasiddha Maitri Gupta also put these bit instructions into practice with lots of diligence. and he received this bit instructions from Shavaripa, and then in the lineage appeared the great Mahasiddha Tilipa, who was born in the year 928 BC and passed away in the year 1009. It is said that the Mahasiddha Tilipa went to the Akanishta realm in the form of a body of illusion and received the profound and vast teachings from Vajradhara himself. Having received these teachings from directly from the Vajradhara himself, he became like Vajrapani, who was a master of the secret mantra path.
That大学者，那接着提到就是。 那大学者，Maitri Buddha，那他得到很多的教法，从夏瓦利巴来的传承。那大成就者，Tilipa，那他是生于在西九百BC 九百二十八年，那同时他是死于1009年。那Tilipa，他是从去阿卡西达那边学习教法，那再从 金刚手菩萨那边得到教，那金刚手菩萨他是密法的教主。So
Tilipa became a master of the secret mantra path, and thus he simplified the different forms of tantric practices. For instance, all the generation stage practices of the secret mantra path, he simplified into 6 different levels of practice. All the generation stage practices of the father tantra, he simplified into 5 stages of practice. And all the completion stage practices of the father tantra, he simplified into 5 stages. All the completion stage practices of the mother tantra, he simplified into 5 mudras and 6 limbs of practice, becoming such an exceptional master of the secret mantra path. Tilopa himself said that I do not have a human guru. My guru is Vajradhara himself. When he said this, there were people who had doubt in him for not having a guru. So in order to free these people from their doubts, then he said, Nagarjuna, Charyapa, Lawapa, and the Dakini, Kawazangmo. These are my gurus of the lineage of four transmissions. So these were Dilipa's gurus who taught or who transmitted him the instructions of the six yogas of Naropa.
Dilipa 他成为密法的上师, 那他把很多复杂的密法他把密法简化, 那在所有世代的密法, 他把它简化成六种不同的修行, 那另外他把圆满次第又简化成五种, 那迪利巴他曾经说过, 那他没有人类的上师, 那他的上师是直接就是金刚总持, 那很多人怀疑说他没有人类的上师, 因为他没有人类上师而怀疑他, 那他有说像Nagarjuna 还有Gavasana 空行母, 那这些都是他的传承上师, 然后他再把这个法再传到 Naropa.
Tadatane Delabatini Dobangun Yagasya Jokula da Ne Ye Dobajane Sahorgi Yudu Shajo Sahor Yudu Tin Guru Sengne De Tongil Mangu Umja Mangu Tin Kajo Doba Tazu Zungazu Gurum Nali Yvan Gurum Gordama Beke Yahinga
having attained liberation himself, Dilipa went to the land of Zahor in the east, and he taught in the central town. It is said that hundreds of thousands of people could attain enlightenment in their present life after listening to his teachings, and in the land of Zahor became totally empty. Nobody was left. All attained enlightenment. And it is believed that Dilipa remained in samsara, in the form of an illusory body, to benefit sentient beings until samsara comes to an end.
Dilipa 캠보 챵보 나리 슈골라데네 칸줄룽덴다기 나르바팅이야 그네다 그네 델로바체 그네 까와중이라서바체네 투니반체네 당가 말로바 공박하츠나 라야미유 라야유 유스촌에 미디발라서발로마야 당냠딘타 아 근데 벤다발라서 투도께서 예 슈슈즈베네 내제 뭔가 주제시 생대기 내제 동출라서 봐 대부 팸딩 맞아 그게 마발로 잡았어 그거 막 삼기 매기면 또 이제 탈 팀이 자주 군이 봐 다소
so in those days when Dilipa was in the land of Zahor in Kashmir there was a great master called Naropa. He was born in the year 956 BC and he died in the year 1040. it is believed, it is usually said that Naropa was a professor at the Nalanda University, but in some text it is said that he was a professor of Vikramshila, it was another Buddhist university in Marpa's commentary on the Hevajra Tantra and another text by Marpa called the Essence of Doha. In this text Marpa also seems to say that Naropa was a professor at Vikramshila. When Naropa was serving as a professor at one of these universities, he received a prophecy from a Dakini, and accordingly he went to the land of Zahor in the east to find his guru Dilipa. But it was not easy. He couldn't find Dilipa. Naropa had to undergo 12 different kinds of hardships in order to please Dilipa, in order to receive repeat instructions. After completing the 12 different types of hardships, Naropa received all instructions from Dilipa, like the content of one verse being transferred to another verse. Having received all these instructions completely, Naropa returned to central India. And then he began to impart these instructions to a great number of disciples such as Maitripa and so forth. It is said that he had seven disciples who were equal in realization to himself. Maitripa was one of them. And then he also had hundreds of Mahasiddhas, fully accomplished Mahasiddhas, like the Guru Pentapa. And then he had great yogis with perfect discipline of yoga. They were 54 in number. And he had more than 1,000 yogis with perfect signs of realization, or with perfect marks of accomplishment. And then on top of them, he had the Guru Pamtingpa from Nepal and Marpa Lodzawa from Tibet. So in this way, Naropa performed great benefits to sentient beings. And finally, he attained the state beyond death. He attained the body of rainbow.
提多巴他在然后这城市他生在1956年然后死于1004年那有些教本相信他是一个大学的教授那有另外有些教本说他是另外一所大学的教授但是我们认为 有一个叫本卢卡西纳大学这个教授但是不管确定然后他从空行母那边得到预言但是他一直都没有办法碰到提洛巴所以他就进行12种苦行那以求提洛巴来传法给他 那当他结束那十二种苦行的时候那他就从第六巴那边得到所有的教法那他之后他就回到中印度然后利益很多的众生那包括马屈巴在内那他有七个弟子均了悟自己那马屈巴就是中间的一位那同时他也是100位大成就者之一那他也是54位大瑜伽士之一那他有超过1000个瑜伽士的弟子了悟圆满次第 那他也有分别有尼泊尔跟西藏的上师来利益众生，那最后他得成就是现红光身。
俺就乐了学，进不去了，进不乐了去吧，天尊没意思。现在他那，南瓜这边呢，我东吧，让心塞吧，曾经搞过没吧？他应该来吃吧？我听到我的。 이다이뉴마체잉든지신주태양테네참스첨부제네차게첨부게바테 마주 뉴메라니 도 시송보다 아 대다기 드네 란심 차게 첨부 때도 대유 매바 대유는 대바 인자 아니 마주 뉴메 시 뉴마 시바 대만에 야나 통만에 다 커버 주만이 비버다 안 도도 되네 쇼지 송
Now back to the Mahamudra instructions. We are at shloka number 15. it reads, for example, what relies on what when it comes to space. Likewise, your mind, Mahamudra, has no reliance. Let it loose in the uncontrived innate state. When the bond is loosened, there is no doubt of release. In this shloka, the example is space. the example to explain the Mahamudra nature of mind is space. Space in essence is a void, it's empty, and in aspect it is clear. The characteristic of space is that it does not obstruct anything. And the expanse of space is all-pervasive. And that is an example which explains the nature of mind. For instance, the great Brahman Saraha has said, what is called Mahamudra is similar to looking at the nature of space. There is nothing to meditate on, and there is no distraction also. To meditate on Mahamudra means to remain in the uncontrived inner state, in which there is no support and no supported. There is no reliance and there is nothing that is relied upon something.
虚空来解释大手印，那虚空的本质它是一个空性，那它是清澈清透的，那虚空的特性就是它不会障碍任何事情，那这个就是我们人的本性。那大成就者萨拉罕他说，那大手印就是和虚空完全一样，那没有任何的事情也可以障碍，那也不会被破坏。那观想大手印它最重要就是维持，把我们自己维持在最原始的本性，那没有所谓的依附或没有依附的这种情况。
他的身体上是南干的却能满足他的满足民。绿给乔瓦用的两万数那个满足满满长江的一人没什么难就去了就。绿的英国没被用的那甚至南北给的南北给的三名的。天啊，当下没个乐了学，可能他身体上心的控制能白白嘴巴得不着银白，就买些个银条了，却他们就我一样听你的满点白，他们就把银白，这多不的钱白，他们那，可能安排日久了说吧，旅程这个结束他永是当过的银，几不如可能，买句没个拿钱去把他。这句话他们这样吵架都不能找啊，宁不吃个钱不了，我就是上班宁不吃个钱不脱了，这个要么的趁机给你个什么，他那一日这样没上班了，他可能你给脱了，你要把他下呢，那下不过也是。
Shloka 16 reads, thus the nature of mind is like space, there is no dharma whatsoever which it does not encompass. In 17, abandon all actions of the body and set the mind in its natural state. Do not talk too much, for speech is like an echo. Have no thoughts in the mind, but look at the resolved dharma. the nature of mind, it was explained earlier, with the example of space. The nature of mind is an uncompounded expanse, and that the same thing is the nature of all phenomena. The method to realize that reality is to practice in solitude, alone, in silence, without any physical practices, practice of virtue. Physical practice of virtue means practices which involves signs and symbols and objects. And also one should maintain silence, because all words, all recitations are like echo. They don't have any substance. By means of words which are like echo, it is not possible to reach the substance of Mahamudra. Therefore, it is necessary to relinquish all thoughts in the mind and set the mind evenly on the truth or reality of suchness.
Yeah. 跟所有的现象一样，都要了解我们的本性。那我们在修行的时候，应该是独自，那同时在一个僻静处、离群所居之处来修。那还有一种就是我们所谓的生理上的修行。那生理上的修行，它就尽量简单化，那安静。那另外就是尽量，如果说话很多的话，就像回音一样的话，回声一样的话，那不可能会达到大手印的境界。那我们最重要就是要把所有的念头把它安置放在真相新的本性。
这刚洗白一来没什么蓝蝶去了，就是这样蓝蝶现在的蓝岛啊，蓝岛啊是就踏街吧，你心中给扑到去不同大哥严嵩。
So among these verses, there is the phrase resolved dharma. The resolved dharma means that the exact nature of mind is utterly determined or resolved, leaving no space at all for doubt. So that is the resolved dharma.
那所谓定法就是指正确的本性，就是我们没有一丝一毫任何的怀疑。
他的头发几个嘛，他说头发是几个，他让给日本省定的这个热三百，让给空白那里一级配合，让给一级配合就葡萄球的。我这是有个难道去难道他们也嘛我就认不起咋了我就认不起配合开始你挑开始你挑开始你挑开始你挑那个多我就认不起给葡萄去也有速度啊也许他的意思哦他的速度我的生个葡萄去那的只是拿了卡送就是呢那那就长期我就可能生出去啊各种那样那甚至前面讲的，甚至的也不是钱包突破呢。在中央要嘛的，那让个女的，我那时候生出来要嘛的对应呢。你们那前面讲的让个生的，肯定应该让个那些的再接接太穷过了吧？甚至的谈过呢，也不是控制不住钱包突破呢。那考虑呢，我们先把 딘데 망고야 근데 가지 이제 라만 데 나 심지 나로 나 심지 나서 죽대고야 김제 데 투주 리추다 송도와 어디 어디 푸다 쳐버지 구구이나 아니 샘즈기 디샤디 아니 바띵 정부 제제 심 배제제 랑게 랑게 샘비날 샘비 그제이메 레진데 다세제네 푸다 쳐구고래 에 디터는 모저나네 아니 디터를 랑게 냠뇨 디터네 랑기 어 디레상비 이지 페버들 다디 란데 출르드스 타치브 디긴 워터다 란데 출르드스
result dharma means having total confidence in the reality of one's own mind, leaving no doubt about it, a kind of direct perception, direct cognition of the actuality of the mind. For instance, I heard from a tape of Pachung Rinpoche's instructions. He was asking in the tape to a student, have you resolved, have you resolved, have you determined the true nature of mind? What that means is that in meditation we get instructions to search the mind. Of course, mind is not an object that we can search and find. But however, when we utilize the PIT instructions and try to find this unsearchable mind, one by one, step by step, in minute details, and then we reach to a point, we become totally resolved, totally clear about what the true nature of mind is. We reach to a point where we can take a decision and say, yes, this is it. So that kind of determination or resolve is the resolved dharma.
That定法是指已经完全在心念的事实上已经有自信。 那没有任何的怀疑，能够直接接受认真了解心的本性。那如同在巴中仁波切说，你决定真实本性没有？决定真实本性没有？那定为了要达到这个本性，那没有，它是没有一个固定目标去追寻。那当我们用口诀去找寻，然后再照顺序来一步一步的去做的话，就可以达到完全真实的本性。 那个就是定法。
Timintene da Ningu mebesanda Timin Lutela dena ni tene Ningu meba Jushi dube, Shadagi, Juje Pumbu, Tatian, tene Jushi dube, Nume, give it to the Mandayo, Madajiguan Dabodes, Cogon, Nume Cogon da. Sem de la dena ya, and the Namge Gida, some union deva yimbe, Tedar, some children deva, Sedon Jing Andu, then a gom yamne, Tangsha, never, Jeju, never, Langbap, Soma, Nandu, Lula, Shoji, then a Teladene, Narube, the Narube, this is some tear, Langsha, give it tooks, the Sambe, Doctor, the Tebeki, Lang, Lang, so Shabati. Give it to be something that I shall give it to.
And then you should be.
yi la mi sim lan de chul tu sa suan da liu li ning bu mi ba nyu dong da sim nam ge yi da yu o sam sam che rang sha sam ba de che ba rang rang xin gi sha ba sam che rang sha ge we tu
So, if one does not attain the resolved dharma, then the practice at the physical level is is not good enough to bring the realization of Mahamudra. The body, if we carefully analyze, is without any substance. It is like a bamboo stalk, hollow inside. But with the resolved dharma, if we look directly at the mind itself, then mind appears to be beyond the scope of conceptual mind, beyond the reach of conceptual mind, just like the middle of space. So that's the reality, the state of Mahamudra, which is which transcends thoughts, expressions, and in this state we have to remain we have to remain naturally in this fresh, uncontrived, unaltered, unmodified state, in a manner of we have to let our mind lose in this natural state, which is fresh, uncontrived, and free from modifications, or free from anything altered. The great master Naropa has said, when the mind is free from discursive thoughts, and when it is placed, or when it remains within itself, then that is the mind of the Buddha.
那如果人要得法的成就的话，那光靠身体的修行是不够了悟大手印。那我们把我们的身体仔细分析的话，它没有任何的物质，就好像一个竹子的茎部一样。那竹子的茎部它是一个中空的，但是定法，那如果我们观本性，那房的经验是超越心念，它就如同虚空一样，那那个才是真实的大手印。 那我们必须要维持我们的本性，那不去做没有去改变它，去修饰它，我们的本性，而且我们要远离上述的情况。那老罗巴他曾经说过，当我们的心念远离我们的念头的时候，我们就维持在本性，那这个就是大手印的心念。
Camarada, vocês mandam.